When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 321, Curse You, Bank Fees, How to Never Pay Sneaky Bank Fees Again by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. And hi, everybody. Welcome to a brand new week here on Optimal Finance Daily. I am Dan, the guy who is here each Monday through Friday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And as always, I'd like to remind you that you can share your ideas with us. Maybe you have an idea, a topic you'd like to see us cover. Just swing by oldpodcast.com and share it with us. Maybe we'll find a way to incorporate it into a future episode. Now, today's post is from Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. But before we get into that content, we have a spreadsheet that goes along really well with this particular article. And you can get that for free along with other gifts just by signing up for our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. All of our spreadsheet tools will be sent to you automatically, and I will tell you a little more about that at the end of the episode. So for now, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Curse You, Bank Fees, How to Never Pay Sneaky Bank Fees Again by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. First Republic is one of four banks I do business with. They're a boutique bank known for their quality of service. When you go into one of their branches, you don't stand in line and wait for a teller to serve you behind a bulletproof window. Instead, you actually sit at a bank officer's desk to deposit a check, open up a CD, or pay your mortgage. It's quite an intimate experience. The fresh-baked, all-you-can-eat cookies are a nice touch, too. Back in 2009, First Republic ran a 5-year CD special at 4.15%. With extra cash on hand, I locked in a good chunk of change in order to protect my money from further risk. In retrospect, I should have dumped everything in the stock markets, but I've been following my system of allocating 30% of all savings in long-duration CDs since 1999, and it's worked out well through the previous downturns, so there was no desire to change. In addition to opening up a couple CDs, I also opened up a savings account, given their savings account interest rate was also higher than the competition. Over the next year, I ended up drawing down my savings account to the point where there was only $33.25 left. I had multiple accounts open with four banks, and wanted to simplify my financial life. Carrying around four ATM cards, I hate ATM fees, and keeping track of more than five money market savings accounts was a big pain. So I stopped using First Republic for anything other than a CD depository. Surprise banking service fee. I've known about my residual 3325 savings account for the past couple of years, given that I get monthly statements. However, I've been ignoring most of the paper statements because who cares about 33 bucks? I checked my CD accounts online once every quarter when interest is paid, and that's about it. Boutique banks shine on service but suffer on ubiquity. Hence, I've always put off withdrawing the 3325 because there isn't a convenient First Republic branch close by. The beginning of the year is always a good time to make adjustments to our finances, so I decided to finally close my First Republic savings account and withdraw my money. When I opened up my January 2013 statement, I was shocked to see that there was only $8.25 left. What the duck? Where'd my $33.25 go? Turns out, I was debited a $25 monthly service fee, which accounts for 75% of my entire balance. Apparently, as of January 2013, First Republic instituted a monthly $25 service fee for savings and money market accounts with balances below $5,000. News to me. And here's the kicker. I logged into my personal capital account, which tracks all my accounts in real time, and the balance for this particular account showed zero. How could I have zero when at least my paper statement showed $8.25? Perhaps something was wrong with the software at the moment. I finally drove over to the nearest First Republic Bank branch to ask the teller to explain what was going on. The simple answer was that First Republic debited my account another $25 in February, bringing my latest $825 January balance to a negative $16.75 as of March 1st. I wasn't mad, I was laughing inside. If you open up a $1,000 savings account one day, you would end up with a $0 balance in just 3 years and 4 months thanks to the monthly service fee. I politely asked the bank rep to reverse the fees, and he obliged, as I knew he would. Clearly, First Republic is spring cleaning as well and wants to focus on wealthier clientele. Pay attention to your money. I admit that paying this bank fee was my fault since I threw away most of the statements into the recycling bin. There were heads-up notifications in fine print, apparently, but I failed to look closely enough. I just assumed no bank would impose such an expensive fee given all the uproar Bank of America had when it tried to institute a $5 monthly debit card usage fee last year. Some thoughts and tips to never pay bank fees. Banks will sneak in fees where they can. Banks are in business to make money. If you don't have a lot of money, they can't make a lot of money off you. As a result, the only way they can make money is through service fees such as a wire transfer fee, debit card fee, ATM fee, account maintenance fee, dormant account fee, overdraft fee, excess transfer fee, and many more. It's up to you to be aware of the fees and proceed accordingly. Ask for a refund as soon as possible. Banks are surprisingly lenient on such fees because they know they are pretty egregious. They don't want to lose you as a customer no matter how small your account, nor do they want to have negative publicity. Just as it's relatively easy to get a credit card late fee waived, you should also be able to waive a random fee if you ask early enough. Even if you catch the fee months down the road, you should be able to get your account credited. Banks are counting on you to not notice. Let's say a bank has 1 million customers who get a 6-month warning that a $25 monthly service fee will begin. Chances are high that at least 10% will not even bother to move their money. That's a nice $2.5 million in incremental fees right there. Let's say half of the 10% dispute the fee. There's still an extra $1.25 million in incremental revenue a bank gets to pocket. Read your monthly statements and ask for a refund. Retailers also count on you to lose or forget your gift cards too, so don't forget to use them. Track your accounts online. Because I have around 30 financial accounts, I only focus on the larger accounts, and those accounts which have constant transactions such as checking and money markets. Just looking at the zero on the consolidated account list of my Personal Capital homepage told me something was wrong. As a result, I got my $33.25 back and a couple chocolate chip cookies to boot. You just listened to the post titled, Curse You, Bank Fees! How to Never Pay Sneaky Bank Fees Again, by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. And in that post,
if you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Sam mentioned paying attention to your money, and the best way to do that is to track your expenses. We have a spreadsheet that helps you do just that, and it comes with a video tutorial that we made just for you. And you can get that for free just by being on our weekly newsletter mailing list. You'll actually get a couple of spreadsheet tools from us, and you'll get a little weekly update as well. It's a great way to show your support for what we're doing here. So for all of that, for free, come by oldpodcast.com and simply enter your email address. A faster way to join, if you're in the U.S., is to text us. Text the word financial to the number 44222. That is it for today. Another great start to the week. Have an amazing day, everybody, and I will see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.